This is CliffCentral.com.
Right now, we're going to do what I love to do, and we should do this more often because it's always the most exciting stuff. I sometimes walk into the ice store just to see what they've got on the shelves, and I never know whether I've seen everything or not because there's so much, and you want everything. And you know I'm devoted to and I'm a complete slave to everything that's ever been made by Apple. I mean, I got an iPad, got a MacBook Air here in front of me, I've got an iPhone. I love their stuff. So we thought it would be a good idea to talk to Nikki Friedman, who, of course, is very, very passionate about fashion, technology, and how they exist together in the modern world. And she's here with us this morning to enlighten us as to what the latest things are that we need to know about from a technology point of view, from a fashion point of view, and even just the cool stuff that everybody wants. Right? How are you, Nikki?
Good morning, Gareth. Thanks very much.
Cool. What's happening?
Well, it's all about new stuff that's going on in the iStores. So
what do you got? Well, you've got a pile of things here.
I bought a pile of things which I absolutely love playing with. I wasn't sure exactly what you wanted to talk about, so I just brought a variety of goodies.
Let me explain to people. You wheeled in like three bags just full of stuff. This is a paper airplane that's controlled by your smartphone?
Yeah, so we all know growing up we love to fold paper and try to get the best plane in the classroom. And this is a lot of fun, this paper airplane. And you download an app and you make your plane and you attach a motor and you can actually fly the plane using the motor. And
It's got a little blade at the back.
Yeah, it's got a rudder and all those things you need.
And you can steer this thing through the sky?
You can steer it through the sky. You throw it up in the air, and the better you make your plane, the more it will fly.
How long have you kept this up for? I mean, how long does it fly for?
I must be honest. I'm really not good at flying these paper airplanes.
So you had a couple of seconds?
Yeah, a few seconds here and there, but you can give it a good go.
Ben, you reckon you could do this?
Yeah, we should try it off the roof or off the show.
I used to make paper planes. I made a pretty mean paper plane.
Yeah, it changes the way school classes will be. I mean, imagine flying planes in the classroom now.
Now, imagine you could fly this around and you could make a camera at the front of it.
So, actually, they're talking about that coming up later on in the year. They're going to be attaching a drone-type motor to the plane. It's actually on Kickstarter at the moment, these guys who developed this. So, it's very cool. There'll be a camera on it. There'll also be sort of an augmented reality kind of way of looking at your flight status and all of that. So it's kind of the first model of what's to come.
All right, so we've got toys. Let's just stick to the toy category for a little bit longer. What is Ollie?
So
it's part of the Sphero. Sort of
thing,
right?
exactly. Ollie Darkside, and we love Ollie Darkside because it's a great toy. It's all about moving fast. It's about speed and agility and having fun with a device. So Sphero designed BB-8. We all know BB-8 from Star Wars.
Of course.
And we're loving Ollie Darkside because it fits all within that Star Wars category.
I'm blown away, but you've got these things with wheels. You've got the drones, obviously. You've got the little sphere that rolls around. By the way, my dog, when I had a sphere about a year and a half, the first one that came out, 2 years maybe ago, and I got this thing. You control it with your phone, Mubs. So it's like a little ball, and it rolls around. And you can make it go forward, backwards, left, right, all that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's a little ball that rolls around. This dog of mine went insane.
I was just going to say, you could play some really mean tricks on your dog with this thing.
He would bark at this thing and he would go crazy. His heart rate would go up. He would lose his mind. So eventually I had to take it away and put it in the cupboard, and it doesn't even work anymore. But I love playing with this thing.
The nice thing about Sphero is it's actually an educational toy.
Yeah.
So we all use it to, you know, to roll around, and we say it goes backward and forward. But what these guys have done is they've actually developed apps that help kids learn coding. So not everyone wants to go outside and, you know, run around, and kids need to learn about programming, and you can learn to code the Sphero to go forward, backwards, left, right, and do a whole sequence. And it actually, it's learning through play, which is fantastic.
Yeah, they make a lot of things, these the guys who did Sphera, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were a young group of guys, I think in their 20s, who actually developed Sphero about 3-4 years ago, and wow. They've just grown ever since.
Must be millionaires now, right?
I think with the Star Wars BB-8, they've really hit it big.
All right, what do we got here? There's this very very heavy-looking thing. It also won the Stuff 2015 Gadget Award.
Yeah.
It's called a Netatmo Welcome.
Netatmo Welcome camera. It's actually my favorite gadget to date.
Wow, what is that?
Basically, it's a nifty-looking device. It is a welcome camera. So basically, it's a camera that does facial recognition. So when someone enters your home, it actually says, "Welcome, Gareth," or whatever
no
it is.
No way.
And, you know, or if your kids or domestic worker are entering your house, it can recognize their face, and it will send you a notification on your phone to say this person has entered your house. And if a stranger enters your house, it will say, "Stranger, unidentified individual entering your house." As soon as there's activity on the device, it starts to record. So no longer do you have recording 24/7 and to try find the activity that happened in your house at that time.
Okay, cut to the chase. What's that going to cost? We all need one right now.
A good R4,299.
Oh, okay, I was expecting a lot more. Yeah, that's so amazing.
This thing will tell you who's in your house.
It will tell you who's in your house.
Even if you're not there.
When you're not there. That's the great part. It's all about, in America, you know, kids walk home from school and the kids come home and parents are at work. You can see your kids coming home from school.
You mount it on the wall or something?
No, you can actually put it anywhere. You can actually face it directly to your door opening and,
and it'll pick up facial recognition.
Facial recognition.
But does it pick up pets?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't pick up pets.
Because what if you, like, I was just thinking, if you've got like a pesky cat or dog that's coming into your house and stealing things or breaking stuff.
No, this doesn't do pets.
What a cool thing. It's called the Netatmo Welcome.
That's could so I great. Could I set it to greet me in a nice way? So instead of "Welcome, Mabali," it's "Welcome, Your Royal Highness."
You can do whatever you want.
Your Majesty. All right. Okay, that's very cool. What is this car kit deluxe that they've got there, Kinu?
So I think that everyone knows using Google. Everyone uses Google Maps these days, and it's always great to have a device that you can put your phone into your car vent, that mm-hmm. you can, see the directions you're going in without having your phone fall all over the place. They've designed an airframe plus a car charger using Google Maps, drain your battery, and lots of cables to go with it.
All right, what else do you want to tell me about? Because there's so much on the table in front of me, I actually don't know where to start.
Yeah, I think I think we've gone through them all. We've got lots of chargers and cables and really fun stuff to see in the iStore. Everything that's compatible with your device. So when you come in and buy an iPad, an Apple Watch, a MacBook, it's good to look at the things that are going to complement your life. And I think that's what these accessories do. It's about charging your devices. It's about protecting your devices. It's about, being fashionable and differentiating yourself by using accessories.
Yeah, there are lots of these cell phone covers and things that you brought in too, but what about your favorite thing? What's your favorite gadget in the iStore at the moment?
So I definitely think that my favorite gadget is this runner armband. So the cool thing about it, your iPhone goes in it. It's got a little battery power on the side, and when you turn it on, I'm not sure if you can see it now, it actually flashes. So when you're going for a run, no longer do you need to worry about a car hitting you. You can actually...
It lights up
or it flashes, which obviously helps protect you when you're going for a run. Really, really cool gadget.
Nice.
Simple but fun.
Oh, very, very cool. Okay. Anything I've left out here, Mubs? Is anything that's got your attention?
Well, what are you holding there currently?
It's a UV testing light.
Okay.
The hell's that?
So I think with this, it's actually a demonstration that I wanted to do for you guys. And I think, we all look at our phones 24/7. We on our phones day in, day out. Uh-huh. And this whole concept of blue light has come about.
You know,
when you're looking at your phone, you're not producing the melatonin at night that you're supposed to be producing, so you don't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gareth, if you want to just shine that blue light on that eye there quite close, you'll see, just go up a little bit more. Yeah. Shine it there on the skin. And you'll see how the laser actually burns the piece of paper that you're holding. And wow. What I've got here I've got a blue light OptiGuard, and this is a screen protector. It's a glass screen protector that goes on top of your phone. So firstly, it protects the screen, and secondly, it stops the blue light. So if you hold it above the paper that you've been shining that laser on, you'll see that burn doesn't happen. So that's a really cool demonstration to show what blue light actually does to your eyes.
Yeah, they say you'll sleep a lot better if you can cut out this blue light.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Well,
so
listen,
those are my gadgets for the day.
We've basically scratched the surface. There are charging stations and all kinds of cases and other things too that I think we should save some stuff for next time.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Thank you, Nikki.
Pleasure.
Awesome. And if you want to find out more, where can we find out from you? If we want to follow you, if we want to catch up with you and all the things you're doing.
So it's Friedman_Nikki on Twitter and Instagram.
That's N-I-K-K-I.
It's N-I-K-K-I and F-R-I-E-D, like fried man.
There we go. All right, very good. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, cool. Gareth.
That's useful stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.